is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Rippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We say hello to our listeners jumping on now at 98 Rock, California's rock station in Sacramento, California. Also, Portland's Classic Rock, 92.3 KGON, and our friends at 94.7 KZND, Alaska's Rock Alternative in Anchorage, Alaska. Big show for you today. The head chef's coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has the foods that are killing your New Year's diets. No Way Sherlock is back. We will drink and toast with the shot of the day and another round of Profile This. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy. We have Eric on the line. He is playing for Team Not Sober and working on question four.
All right, Eric, here is question number four. All out to you, including Jesus. How many were in attendance at the Last Supper?
At the Last Supper. I feel like there was a big group. I'm just going to throw out a number, lucky number 13.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Well, there's Jesus, then he had 12 disciples.
That's okay. Right. By the way, I don't know if anybody else got invited. I guess you have to just put the 20% on the bill if you're
who do you think picks up the tab for that?
Oh, Jesus.
It's my Last Supper. I'm aware.
Nobody
right. I'm not picking
up. Who's the dude that turned him in?
Judas.
Judas. Yeah, Judas probably paid for it. Like, oh, I got this silver.
I got some money coming my way.
That should have been a tip-off.
And why do they all sit on one side of the table? That's just weird. Like, if you went to a restaurant and said, hey, man, look, there's 13 of us. I go, okay, tell you what. We'll push some tables together. And you say, well, look, you're going to have to push more tables together because we all like to sit on one side.
I think it's weirder when the couple's doing that at the restaurant.
No, that makes
just
sense.
Just two people sitting on the same exact side of the table.
That makes sense.
It does make sense to you.
They're a couple.
Right, but wouldn't you like to look into that person's eyes?
Not if I can reach between their legs.
I understand.
Did
Miles,
you learn
I'm
nothing from David Lee Roth?
I think it's just
I'm
weird.
On your team.
I think it's a weird thing
what,
to
so
see.
Her foot's bad for you?
It's not as good as what's between her legs, Ted.
I don't know. That's one thing I just
see
don't
women
do.
In flip flops. I don't see a lot of women walking around in crotchless pants. Do you follow what I'm saying?
I do.
I just think it looks weird.
All the time.
You do what? Walk around in crotchless pants?
No, I see women in crotchless pants all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. And I always ask them, are you from Chile?
Some Chilean sea bass.
I can see it.
Game is Big Dummy. 844-999-OLA.
That's who's a our big mouth bass.
Next contestant ready to play the big game.
Oh, here comes a trout.
Hello, Dion. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola.
Hola.
Dion, sober, not sober.
Sober.
Sober, Dion. Welcome to the show.
How can you be in Alaska and be sober? I refuse to believe that these two things can happen simultaneously.
Dion, where are you in Alaska?
Work.
Again, I refuse to believe that these two things can happen simultaneously.
Dion, where are you in Alaska?
Ketchikan.
Okay. Did you hear about the moose that walked into the hospital in Anchorage and started eating the plants in the lobby?
Not if it was really recent.
Okay, probably because it's not news there. It is everywhere else.
That's not news.
Dion, our men's room poll today. Pick one to accidentally send a nude photo to. Is it going to be your boss, your best friend, significant other, mom or parents, or neighbor?
You know, I thought I had this one in the bag, but I think my best friend's listening, so I'm going to say his significant other.
I see. I'm going to do that, too. How does your best friend's significant other look?
Gosh, she's a great gal. I'm not going to go into detail.
Well, should we all send her naked pictures? And that way he's not mad at just you. He's mad at all of us.
Oh, okay.
Right. We got your back. All right, here is your question. Frank Sinatra died on the same night as the series finale of what popular TV show?
Oh, man, nothing more to go off of? Like, how long ago that was?
Is that his Me and VD show?
Yes, yes. Do you remember how long ago it was? Roughly.
1997, 98?
Was it that long ago? Yeah, somewhere between 97 and 99.
Yeah.
Friends.
Ooh, close.
Right network.
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld, that's right. Okay.
Oh, okay.
It was also the same night, because I love Seinfeld. I missed the series finale, because I was at an Orioles game. And I want to say Mike Mussina took one off he was the pitcher, and took one off his face.
Oh, damn. He remembers that day, too.
So do I, yeah.
Well, while we're on that topic, Farrah Fawcett and her amazing nipples died on the same day as what singer?
Michael Jackson.
Man, you nailed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember we walked into work, and Miles and I, growing up in the 70s, you know, everyone had the Farrah Fawcett poster of her in the red one-piece bathing suit. like 3D nipples poking out of there, the feathered hair, right? It is the classic picture of her. And we're both lamenting, like, man, oh, man, Farrah Fawcett. She was like the sex symbol for our generation. And 5 minutes later, Michael Jackson died and it all went away.
What was the other girl name? Like, it was like Heather something?
Thomas.
Heather Thomas. Oh, my God. Ted, have you ever seen Heather
Thomas? Oh, my God.
This is a little bit before your time. But take a look at Heather Thomas. Check this out, man. This is just, this was amazing.
Yeah, it's the poster I had in my bedroom.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. I mean, this woman was absolutely smoking hot back then.
Mm-hmm.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-99. Well, I'm saying that's the other poster I had, so I remember that.
No, I understand. Like, every dude I knew, if you had two posters, those were the two.
I had Carmen Electra and nice Mariah.
Job. Oh, okay. Okay. Not bad. Not bad. Yeah, all right. I'm digging it. Hello, whatever happened to those posters?
You know, honestly, they're probably still up. I doubt they could still be up in that room.
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Jason, are you sober or not sober today?
Unfortunately, sober today, guys.
All right, Jason. Welcome to the show, man. Jason, men's room poll. Pick one to accidentally send a new photo to. Will it be the boss, the best friend, significant other, mom or parents, or a neighbor?
Let's see. I'll have to go boss.
I'm going to give it to your boss.
Ah, your boss thanks you. By the way, we're getting a lot of comments coming in about the Last Supper. Why would they all sit on one side of the table? And people make a very strong point. Even though it was a painting, it's kind of the first selfie. So they may have eaten on opposite sides, but at the time for the picture, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys, come on over here. Let's do this quick pose.
Lean in.
Right.
Actually, most people don't know, and Miles will appreciate this. It was taken by the bartender. They were at a bar.
Someone pointed that out as well. They said, yeah.
Well, because I was just looking at a picture I have where we're all on the same side. It's like, right, because we're at the bar.
That's exactly, you know, it was covered. It was covered. People are on this, man.
All right.
Deep biblical studies coming from our listeners. All right.
And technically, didn't they eat around lunchtime?
Where'd you hear that?
No, that's what I understood. It really wasn't a dinner. It was
a lunch?
It was basically like an early lunch, yeah. So technically, it's like the last brunch. Because...
Really?
What time are they saying that they...
I always understood it was around like 11 or noon was the Last Supper.
But
like,
why?
Why?
I don't know.
Are you just saying that?
No, I just said that's what I remember being taught.
But I mean...
I went to Catholic school for 12 years. I've never heard that.
You've never heard it was an early lunch? Like an early dinner?
Oh. But well, technically...
Well, I thought that was the reason on Sunday that people ate dinner earlier. It was basically based on that theory, too.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Was it on a Sunday?
I'm pretty sure.
But Sunday dinner's still at like 3 or 4.
But it was even earlier, I thought.
I don't know.
I mean, I wasn't there.
I'm Catholic.
I'm
going
to start doing that to people now. You know, it's actually like 1 in the afternoon. Yeah,
they're actually eating brunch.
I was like, what are they, Spanish?
Yeah, little no rice, siesta. All right. Your question. What is nori, as in the ingredient making sushi?
I guess I would say eel?
Seaweed?
Seaweed. Oh, when you hear Chuck Norrie, it's actually Chuck Seaweed.
Hmm. Yeah. Chuck Seaweed.
Yeah.
There's seaweed farms all over Massachusetts now, Ted. They're farming it.
Wouldn't there be seaweed farms all over the ocean?
Well, no, but these are actual farms where farmers go in and they plant the seaweed and then they harvest it.
Seaweed's weird to me. Like, I don't like the little crisp, but I like I like the seaweed salad.
Seaweed salad's decent.
Yeah.
And I can't even believe I eat it. Like, when the first time it showed up, it smelled like sesame, which I dig sesame.
Right.
So I'm like, all right, I will try this weird gelatinous green thing. It is freaking delicious.
I think I'm with you. I think it's just the sauce they put on it.
It's got it.
You can see it.
All right, hold on. Let me look.
Like when you look down in the water, you're like, what is going on in the ocean?
That
right?
is a seaweed farm.
Yeah, exactly. They're like oyster beds.
Right.
Okay.
It's crazy looking, isn't it?
All right, here's your question. Michael Stipe is the singer for what band?
Any current bands, I guess?
I'm sorry. Run that by me one more time.
Any current bands he's in?
No.
I don't even know if they're technically still around. I don't think they've ever said they've broken up, but they haven't done anything.
I think it started around like 1983, maybe.
And they were massively popular for about a good 10, 15 years.
I know. I'm thinking Shot in the Dark. Rush, I guess. I don't know.
R.E.M.
R.E.M.
R.E.M. R.E.M.
Oh, no. All right, Jason, question 4.
Oh, by the way, Miles, people are bringing up Cheryl Teagues.
That's another good one.
And they want to know, was Heather Thomas the same chick that was on Fall Guy? I think that is her. I'm pretty sure.
I think that was Heather Locklear, wasn't it?
Locklear did T.J. Hooker.
Oh, she that's did right. You're right.
Yeah, I think it was Heather Thomas. That's another old person asking us a question, though. Because everyone else is going, what is Fall Guy? All right, here is your question. What is the right?
What I remember the intro.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Pharaoh.
I just never been falling out of the...
Never been with anything less than a nine. So fine. I've been on fire for several teas, blowing up for Rocco Welch. But when I wind up in hay, it's only hay. Hey, hey. Man, I'm kind of scared I remember that much of it. What is the name given to shellfish that cling to the bottom of ships?
Can I repeat the question?
What is the name given to shellfish that cling to the bottom of ships?
Barnacles.
That is correct, sir. All right.
Why are barnacles so sharp?
Are they so sharp?
Yeah.
Shellfish.
Probably can you eat, a barnacle?
You know, I wondered that this morning. I'm like, all right, is it just, are barnacles specific, or is it just if a shellfish?
Shellfish are typically pretty delicious.
Right. So if you just stick to a ship, like if you're an oyster, all right, and then I stick to a ship, do I officially become a barnacle? Or is a barnacle a specific type of shellfish?
Right, I was wondering the same thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
The only shellfish that sucks is a horseshoe crab. I can't think of any other...
Do we know if it sucks, or is it just so ugly no one eats it?
I don't think there's anything to it.
Okay.
I think once you get in there, it's just, you know, skin and bone.
Big W is a game, 844-999. Ola, who's our next contestant ready to play the big game?
As it's either skin
it's
or bone.
It's an exoskeleton, yes. Basically.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Big W!
Yeah. Ola! John, are you sober or not sober?
Unfortunately, I'm in a company truck, so I gotta be sober.
All right, John.
People are pissed they're sober.
I know, no one ever sounds happy that they're sober.
John, men's room poll, pick one to accidentally send a nude photo to. Will it be your boss, your best friend, significant other, your mom or parents, or your neighbor?
I can't really do the significant other because I've known my buddy for about 20 years and that wouldn't go over very well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have to go with the neighbor.
Oh, your neighbor?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with the neighbor. She's kind of hot.
Okay.
This will help.
Yeah, right, exactly. I think this is a picture.
You're very good looking. I'm going to send you a picture of my penis, and I'll wait for your call.
I was going to say neighbor just because I think those dudes would appreciate it.
Hey, John, we're going to need you to hold the line for a minute. We got to take a quick break, and we'll come back and get you going there on Big Dummy. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA, you are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hey, Jeff, coming up, Ted's Meat and Potatoes has foods killing your New Year's diet. That after our emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. A few comments?
Yeah, we just kind of opened up the can of worms. We brought up Heather Thomas, the poster we
Farrah
had
Fawcett.
Formerly on The Fall Guy, yes. Farrah Fawcett, people have added, they said, don't forget about Bo Derek.
Mm-hmm.
Another good one.
Top notch then, and Samantha Fox.
Oh, yeah. Samantha Fox. She had one hit, but she had giant boobs.
And, right, she stuck around longer than her song.
That's it.
Did you guys ever think for Taylor Dayne?
Not really. Like, she was all right, but...
I always liked her.
Did you know?
Okay. Yeah. John on the line playing for Team Sober, and we're just getting underway here. John, working on question number one.
Yes, indeed. All right, John, here is your question. In the 1890s, what type of cheese did a California man named David Jack introduce?
Oh, my God. Cheese?
It's a type of cheese, yes.
From a cow or from a goat?
From a cow, I believe.
What was his name?
His name is David Jack, and he lived in California.
David Jack.
Oh, wow.
Once again, Men's Room Colors, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now, back to the program.
Okay.
The answer to that question, John, that would be Monterey Jack cheese.
I thought it was just Pepper Jack.
He specifically did Monterey Jack. I guess Pepper Jack is Monterey with the hot stuff added. I don't know. Monterey Jack, yes.
Monterey is a beautiful place. If you get a chance, go visit.
I have not been there, but
I can't afford to go there.
It's expensive, man. I went for a
wedding. That's why it's beautiful. You know where you can afford to go? Detroit. You know where else? Cleveland. People don't say they're beautiful. They say, I have family there. All right, here is your question. Where would one wear a coronet? A coronet.
That's not like the waist thing. Is it like a waist ring or something?
little thing on your head?
Yeah, coronet's like a small crown, like an unimpressive crown.
Oh, so like...
Yeah. By the way, Ted, someone chimes in that they also loved Taylor Dane.
Yeah.
And someone's saying they had a Jenny McCarthy poster. We're now discovering
Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you had a Jenny McCarthy poster, too.
I wouldn't necessarily call it a poster.
But Jenny McCarthy.
Okay, I follow you.
Keep in mind, for like my age bracket on Singled Out on MTV, like she was the...
Oh, no, I get it. I get it, man.
But she's still got it going on, too.
She does.
Now she's getting a little of that Wahlburger.
Yeah. Is she?
Oh, yeah. Getting that Donnie.
She's with Donnie?
Oh, yeah.
She's with Don Wahlberg. Mm-hmm. Wahlberg. Wahlberg, yeah.
Wahlberg. Huh. They're Wahlburgers.
Every once in a while, a blind squirrel finds a nut.
Hey, Donnie Wahlberg, you got to give him credit. He was in New Kids on the Block.
Right.
His brother blows up. He's in some movies. Now he's a big star again, and he's betting A-listers.
Betting, yes. I bet
and
only the best.
His brother owns his own restaurant chain.
Yeah.
Wahlburgers. Mm-hmm. All right, here is your question. Peter the Great is considered the founding father of what country?
Peter the Great.
Peter the Great. You've heard about this country quite a bit lately.
I have no clue.
Russia.
The Great.
Question five, John.
But before we get there, Alyssa Milano has now made an appearance in the posters.
Oh, yeah.
Catherine Bach, also known as Daisy Duke from the Dukes of
Ooh.
Elvira, the Mistress of the Dark. Really, man? I mean, like...
That's true.
I mean, she was cool in a campy way, and yes, she had big boobs and all that, but I never found her legs.
No, she's a redhead.
Wasn't Elvira the one that did adult acting?
Who? Which one?
Alyssa Milano.
I don't think she ever did. Yeah. If she did, I think we would all know. Someone else had a Vanna White poster. I remember her in Playboy.
Alyssa Milano, though, in the movie Fear with Mark Wahlberg, very hot.
Isn't Vanna White, isn't she from not the Wheel of Fortune, but the...
Vanna White?
White,
yeah,
is
Wheel
from
of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune.
She has the greatest gig in TV.
John, you know a lot until we ask you a question.
I know. You know all of this.
You know everything else. But somehow, you can't even... You're just swinging blind here.
All right, see if you're going to get this one. This is just the order that the questions come up. Ted, you'll already know. You just brought it up. What quintet featured Danny, Donnie, Joe, Jonathan, and Jordan?
Quintet?
Quintet. Five people, yes. Danny, Donnie, Joe, Jonathan, and Jordan.
And I just got to name the family?
The band, yeah. The group.
Of a band?
Singing group.
We just mentioned.
We just talked about their whole family.
John, you knew everybody in it. You knew that their family had a restaurant chain called Wahlburgers. You knew all that stuff. You don't know the band they were in. Are you a complete and total idiot?
Some days.
All right. Well, today you definitely are.
New kids.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You got
Holy
it.
Holy cow.
Jesus Christ. He just named everything about the family.
Oh, God.
Their mother's name's Margaret.
Holy hell.
Miles, I have to tell you specifically, the two brothers in New Kids were the Wood Brothers.
Oh, the Wood Brothers.
Right, because Mark Wahlberg had his own solo.
Right.
By the way, hold on.
Don't get it twisted, bro.
I know.
Let's continue with our list of posters that people had. This one, I totally forgot, but you're right. If you're a product of the 70s, Morgan Fairchild.
Morgan Fairchild.
Actually, yeah.
Elle McPherson, Kelly LeBrock. Have you seen Kelly LeBrock lately?
No.
It is different than what you remember. I'll leave it at that.
Bobby on Twitter says Lita Ford.
Someone else said Lita Ford here as well. And Paulina Poroskova, who's married to Rick Ocasek from The Cars, all right? So me and my buddy years and years and years and years ago, Rick Ocasek is in like the tourist area of Baltimore City. We're both like 15. We see him. We roll up to him, and when we rolled to Rick Ocasek, he was very kind, and his wife, Paulina Poroskova, immediately just kind of disappears. And I get it. No big deal. But we're not there to see her. We want to see Rick Ocasek. He gives us an autograph, kind of a cool thing. We tell our buddy Tony, who was not with us. The three of us were always together, but Tony wasn't there that day because Tony's lazy. So we tell Tony. Tony, being Tony, of course, gets all pissy about it. And I'm like, what do you want to do? Tony worked at a movie theater, so about... I don't know, a week later, Rick Ocasek and Paulina Poroskova go into the movie theater to watch a movie. He still didn't ask for anything, but after the movie was done, Rick Ocasek came back and asked him to find the sunglasses that he left in the theater. And he did, and it turns out they weren't Rick's. They were Paulina's. So he's like, but I got to meet Paulina Porizkova, and you guys didn't.
Well, she was pretty hot then.
Oh, she still is.
Game is Big Dummy, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Katie. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy! Hola, Victoria.
Hola. Katie, welcome to the show. Are you sober or not sober?
I am painfully sober.
Painfully sober.
Okay, Katie, our men's room poll. You got to pick one to accidentally send a nude photo to. Will it be your boss, your best friend, significant other, your mom or parents, or a neighbor?
I'm going to go with a neighbor just because I don't know my neighbor, so they won't know it's me.
How long have you lived in your residence?
3 years.
Oh, you must be in Seattle. Okay, we'll go neighbor.
No, actually.
Where are you?
Tacoma.
Oh, okay.
By the way, just more posters coming in. People are sharing it all now. Brooke Burke.
Oh, yeah.
Suzanne Summers. I know that's in your wheelhouse, Dad. Carmen Electra, let's see. Brooke Burke came up again. Christy Brinkley.
How about Tiffany Amber Thiessen?
Oh, that's another good
that
one.
That is a real good one. Christy Brinkley comes up a lot. Bo Derek, Cheryl Ladd.
Who's the one losing her mind right now we keep forgetting about? Heather Locklear.
Heather Locklear, yeah.
Oh, man, yeah. I don't know what's wrong with her. Well, a lot of, name it, that's probably wrong with her. That's a big one. Who did somebody bring? The Noxzema girl. Does anyone, man?
Yes, she was on a soap
what
opera
is
first.
Her name? Because the guy says, I can't remember her name, and I know
in,
exactly.
She was in, like, the first Scream or something. She's got curly hair.
I know exactly what they're talking about.
She was
about.
On General Hospital when I watched it.
Not help.
I watched a little General Hospital.
That would be Rebecca Gayheart.
Yes! Yes, yes, you know her, Ted.
Isn't
yes.
she married? She's married to a pretty famous
actor
too.
Yeah.
I feel like he's in Grey's Anatomy. I think it's the same guy.
I know you're talking. Yeah. I hate him because he's married to her.
Right. It's just a bunch of good-looking people finding one another. We hate it.
If it wasn't for him, I'm sure she'd be in love with me. All right, here.
Eric Kane.
What's that? Eric Kane, yes.
Eric Kane.
Uh-huh. That's the guy.
Did you have any posters of guys in your room when you were growing up, Katie?
I had an Orlando Bloom poster.
Okay.
Okay, what did you think when you saw his penis when he was doing that paddleboarding with Katy Perry?
I definitely did not see that.
Oh, okay. You didn't see...
I mean, you got a poster
the
of...
The penis of the man that you had a poster of?
Yeah. It's out there if you want to see it. Yeah. I mean, it's out there.
I mean, listen, man. You grow up, you have the posters on the wall. If there was a nip slip, you would spend days to track it down just to say, I saw the top of a nipple.
Mm-hmm.
It was a game changer. All right, here is your question. The Yarra River, Y-A-R-R-A, the Yarra River runs through which Australian city?
Brisbane?
You should have a little respect for Melbourne, Ted. It's Melbourne.
Eh.
Sorry.
Man, I rivets.
Right, very close to Alice Springs.
Yeah. That's where we catch all the kookaburras for the wings.
In Christchurch.
That's New Zealand, man.
Oh, sorry. Satan Church.
There you go.
That's Australia.
Do not screw up Kiwis with us Aussies.
That's a bad thing.
I'm going to play it cool, but
whatever. Is this like a Central America thing, mixing up countries?
It's like, think it's of someone from deal. Scotland is from England. Like, real quickly, they will correct you.
Yeah.
And then you shrug and say, yeah, whatever.
But it's easy to tell the Scottish because you can't understand them.
Oh.
Can't understand what I'm saying. In Pinocchio, what animal does he start to turn into when he reaches Pleasure Island?
Pleasure Island?
A donkey.
Oh, wow. I never would have got that. Pleasure Island?
Pleasure Island. He turns into an ass.
I don't know if I remember that part of the story.
Dude, I didn't really care about Pinocchio.
All right, Miles. I tried to be a smartass and correct you on New Kids on the Block and who the brothers were.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, I was wrong as well.
It's not the Wood Brothers?
He says the Knight cousins are in NKOTV. No brothers.
Oh, okay.
All right.
The more you know.
All right, a few more names of posters that have been on people's wall. They're pouring in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh! Rachel Hunter. I remember what she looks like. I don't know what I know her from. Nikki Taylor.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yasmin Bleeth Blythe.
No. Yeah,
I remember.
She kind of fell off, though.
Yasmin.
She was on Baywatch.
The brunette. Okay, all right.
By the way, somebody with a great one on Twitter, Adam says, Daisy Fuentes.
Yes.
Fuentes.
And who can forget Phoebe Cates? It was all one movie that made the difference.
Is Daisy Fuentes married to Richard Marx?
I have no idea, but it just transported me to a basement and being 13.
Oh, boy.
Oh, why don't he want to know what's going on down there?
You know what's
going on. You know what's going on.
You know exactly what's going on.
I need to take a shower.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey,
hola. Justin, are you sober or not sober?
Sober. Just got off work.
All right, buddy.
That's no excuse.
Justin, men's room poll. Pick one to accidentally send a nude photo to. Will it be your boss, your best friend, significant other, your mom or parent, or your neighbor?
So, for boss-wise, does that have to go, like, main boss or supervisor?
No, yeah, well, either one.
Shoot. Best friend's
significant
other.
Okay. How's your best friend's girlfriend look?
Pretty good.
Okay. What do you think she'd think about seeing you naked on her phone?
Not very good.
Okay.
Okay, that's good, though. By the way, a few more names popping up. We have Christina Applegate. These are all the posters of people in her room.
Okay.
Paula Abdul.
Oh, yeah, I loved her.
Tyra Banks.
Nice.
Tanya Roberts. Okay. And who can forget, this woman was on top of the world for a minute, and then she went as crazy can be, Tawny Kitaen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought you'd say Tara Reid.
No, no. Tara went stupid, not crazy. Tawny Kitaen went crazy, crazy. And then the women are chiming in as well. Let's see. Oh, God, who was it? They had Tom Selleck, John and Jordan Knight.
The cousins.
And one woman who, she's kind of revealing her age, Sean Cassidy.
Oh.
Sean Cassidy.
Probably had Leif Garrett up there.
I have to admit, I lived in a house with a bunch of dudes, and we had a wall where we all had to put up a man we were infatuated with. Hey,
who'd you put up?
Timberlake. 100%.
Ah, right.
You know when you throw darts at balloons at like a fair?
Yeah.
So I was at a fair and the guy was like, for one more, you can get one of those pictures. And I was like, boom, I hit it. And he's like, sports, this or that. I was like, give me the Timberlake one. And I went home and put it on the wall next to the Affleck.
Who would it be now? Gosling?
Gosling. He's got my heart.
Okay.
We'll have to let him know. All right, here's the question. What is the term for the official record of a dog's ancestry?
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, hold on. Let me think.
You know this word. You've heard it a million times.
A dog's ancestry?
Yeah. I mean, we all know the word. We roughly know what it meant.
Oh, pun intended.
This.
They're,
something else.
It's their, right? If you watch Best in Show or one of those kinds of things.
Breed.
No. Lineage. No, it's like.
Come on. You want a dog with a good.
Constitution.
Pedigree.
Pedigree.
That is correct. That's pedigree. The food, yes.
Yes, yes, they're eating the remnants of other...
Right, exactly, other dogs.
Pedigree dog food. We only grind up the finest breeds. All right, a man named... Oh, boy. A man named Kennesaw Mountain Landis was the first commissioner of what sport?
Oh. Let's go NHL.
Baseball. Somebody's never seen Eight Man Out.
That name sounds awful familiar.
I want to say he was like a DA or something, and then baseball brought him in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. All right, your question. The Maori tribes are native to what country?
The Maori tribe?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure I said it wrong. M-A-O-R-I. I believe it's like Maori, something like that. Miles brought this country up not so long ago, in fact.
Today?
Yes.
I have no clue on that one.
New Zealand.
Oh. I was going to say, like, Indonesia. I think you're on question four, Justin.
Okay.
And by the way, the posters are still pouring in. Stevie Nicks, Jennifer Aniston... Britney Spears.
Yep.
Bobby Brown. Heather Thomas. But this one I enjoy says, my mom had a Tom Selleck poster in her walk-in closet.
Oh, yeah.
That's not the only thing she was doing in that closet. All right. Here is your question. Think
why
about
does she
this.
Have it in the closet?
You know why she has it in the closet, Ted. Keeping her hands warm. All right. Who wrote and starred in the 1996 movie From Dusk Till Dawn?
I've never seen the movie.
You know this predominantly known as a director. Seems to make a cameo in pretty much any movie he makes.
Yeah.
Works with Samuel Jackson a lot. What's her face? Uma Thurman.
I've got a pass on that one.
It's not Tarantino, is it?
It is. Quentin Tarantino.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Question five, Justin.
question. Which Dickens character asked for more?
Please, sir, may I have some more?
Some more.
Oh, God, I know this, too.
I know you do.
Run down and get the biggest bird you can find.
No, it was a shoot.
Oh, never mind.
That was a shoot.
You know this one, man. You probably did it as a production when you were a child.
He was the one who ran down to the store and got the biggest turkey he could for the dinner, right?
No, now, I think you're thinking of the wrong Christmas story. Carol, bro.
Yeah, you're thinking of the other Dickens story we know.
All right.
Is it Oliver Twist?
Yeah!
All right!
You got
nice
it.
Nice job. I was thinking Tiny Tim. You're right. It's completely wrong.
Please, sir, may I have some more?
No, sit
That's
down.
Oliver Twist?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they're pickpocketers and chimney sweeps, right?
And you're going to send them down to get a big-ass turkey.
Hmm. I was like, where was the good part where you got to go out and buy a turkey?
Yeah,
I
don't think that was the guy's response.
No right? Okay. Well, then, Oliver, go get a bird.
So confused.
Game is a Big Dummy. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA. More of Big Dummy coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Ola Bichola, you have entered the men's room.
Head chef coming up, Ted's Meat and Potatoes, has foods that are killing your New Year's diet. That's coming up after our emails in the men's room at mensroomlive.com and the game known as Big Dummy. Speaking of Big Dummy, who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Before we get there, Miles, I must continue with the endless parade of posters that people had in the room. We started with the Farrah Fawcett's, the Heather Thomas. Well, this covers basically every decade. Put it this way. Since they started putting people on posters, apparently all decades are represented. We have the Olsen twins.
All right.
I always thought they were weird looking. I still do. Brooke Shields. Man, back in the day, Brooke, you just ignored her eyebrows and went with it. Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah, I'm in. Cartoon or not.
Okay. Raquel Welch and Molly Sims. I forgot about Molly.
Do you think that the poster will ever make a comeback? You know, even when you would walk into like a touristy shop that would sell all the different crazy t-shirts and the buttons and the pins. And they would have bins, man. And you would go through and it was like that, you know, like if you were looking at carpet at the Home Depot.
Right.
Like
you just page after page.
And then in the slot was that poster if you wanted to buy it. Do you think that ever come back around?
Well, my son is 6. I will let you know in about 6 years.
Okay.
Because I get the feeling. I might find out right around then.
Okay. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jalen. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola!
Hola, Jalen. You sober or not sober?
I am sober.
You're sober, Jalen. All right. Jalen, our men's room poll. You need to pick one to accidentally send a nude photo to. Will it be your boss? Your best friend, significant other? Your mom or parent or your neighbor?
Well, I'm going to have to say my best friend's significant other. Sorry, Missy.
Oh, don't worry. He'll be cool with
it. Is he a good-looking guy? Jalen, is he attractive to you?
No.
What do you think his response would be to seeing you naked in a photo? Do you think he would like it?
Not.
You don't think so?
No.
All right.
Okay. I bet you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I mean, unless it looks like you have the Predator in a leg lock or something, but I don't think he would protest.
Can you, Harry?
I'll ask tonight when I see him.
Okay.
Find out what he thinks. All right, here's your question. You're always told not to eat raw cookie dough because you might get blah, blah, blah. But what's the ingredient in raw cookie dough that's most dangerous to consume?
Well, I guess I'm one and done. I'm
going to
say egg.
Oh, I guess you're not one and done. You're sticking around for a while. That would be my guess as well.
That was my guess. That's everybody's guess. And why wouldn't it be?
And dough.
Believe it or not, in raw cookie dough.
The flour.
They said, look, the eggs that they put in there more than likely are pasteurized, right? So you eliminate a lot of the threat. But apparently the flour that they use in cookie dough, the raw flour, it has a very good chance of picking up some bacteria when it's actually being ground up. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're not one and done. How do you like
it?
So
you shouldn't keep flour longer than like a year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in your house.
Huh.
Okay, I don't know if that has anything to do with it or not.
All right, here's a question. This is ridiculous, but here's the question. We go back to 1910. Congress almost passed a bill to import what animal from Africa to Louisiana for the sole purpose of raising it for food? Was it monkeys, giraffes, hippos, or zebras? In 1910, Congress considered importing these animals from Africa to Louisiana, specifically to raise them for meat.
I would say monkey.
I'm going to go hippo.
Hippos.
No.
Just based on the fact they're so swampy down there. You know.
Is that, you think it would taste like pig? Like pork?
Man, I don't really look at a hippo and think, I bet you that's delicious, well, but I really
don't
know.
It's a big water cow.
Right, it doesn't do much, so.
You know what I mean? It's. I'd be curious to find out what hippo tastes like.
I'd try hippo.
Yeah, I mean, I'd give anything a shot, but it's just like, now that you bring it up, and I'm like thinking about the hippo, I'm like, yeah, that's pretty close to like a water cow.
Now that you brought it up, I really want to eat a hippo.
Yeah, I do.
See, I think it's close to a water pig.
I think it's a water cow.
I think its name means water horse, believe it or not.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Well, people like horse.
All right, that's why hippophobia, I believe, is the fear of horses, not hippos. Go figure. All right, here is your question. In grammar, a complete sentence must include a predicate and a what?
An adjective.
Must have what?
A predicate and a what. You would use this adjective to describe it. That'd be your subject.
Subject.
Well, yeah, I mean, he told you the answer.
Yeah, I gave the answer. That's
a good guess. Okay.
You can't ring back in.
Now that you said it, I know. All right, here's your question. Very quickly, at what theater was Abraham Lincoln shot?
The Four Theater.
All right.
Thank you for playing,
Jalen. Very good. More of Big Dummy coming up in seconds. If you'd like to be a contestant and play the game, 844-999-OLA.
Shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.